Hare Krishna. I'm doing a quick podcast because earlier it wasn't possible to send by internet, but now I may be successful. And here's a question from Manjari Devadasi, who says, part of Vaishnava festival is the Abhishek ceremony for the deities of the Lord. What is the favorable meditation while being absorbed in the wonderful sight and the chanting of the holy names? If we consider the verse by Rupa Goswami that begins Tunde Tandavani Ratin Vitanuti Tundavali Labdaye as sort of the standard of how to actually deal with the different aspects of devotional service and how to fix our mind on the aspects of the nine angas of bhakti, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu, and here in the case of arjuna. Rupa Goswami says, I don't know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. He says, when I chant Krishna's name, that it appears to dance within my mouth, on my tongue, and so I desire many, many mouths. And when the name comes into my ears, I desire many millions of ears, and it dances in the heart, and it conquers the activities of the mind, and all the senses become inert. So this question also, this verse also answers, of course, the often asked question of devotees is, we chant japa, when should we start thinking about other things other than just Krishna's name? When can we do something else other than just hear Krishna's name? And Rupa Goswami here answers, well, when the sound of Krishna's name is so wonderful, when the Maha Mantra is so wonderful to your ears that you just wish you had millions of ears, when it appears that Radha and Krishna are dancing upon your tongue, and so you want millions of tongues, and when the holy name conquers your heart, and thus your mind comes under control and all the senses become inert, in other words, one becomes fully in control of one's senses, at that time, naturally, the other aspects of Krishna become manifest by the grace of the holy name. So, in the same way, if we talk about the Abhishek, what is happening in the Abhishek, that devotees have the opportunity to see the transcendental form of the Lord. Generally, we don't see the Lord close up like this. We don't see him and her without their opulent clothes on, and we certainly don't see them bathed with all these wonderful transcendental substances. So when the form of the Lord becomes such an intoxicant to the eyes that we wish we had thousands and thousands of eyes, and then that same form enters into our heart and appears to take possession of our heart so much so that actually the Abhishek is no longer seeming to take place in front of our eyes, but it's taking place within our heart, then we will come to realize that these different substances that are being poured on the deities, the yogurt and the ghee and the honey and the milk and so on, that these are all actually the different types of affection, devotion and ecstasy that the deities, that the devotees bathe the Lord with. And naturally, those meditations will then naturally come when we have properly dedicated ourselves and imbibed the form of the Lord, when in one sense we become one with the form of the Lord, one in the sense that our mind is fully absorbed in the transcendental form, features of the Lord, and we see the extraordinary qualities that the Lord manifests and assumes when he's bathed with these different substances. I was just reading one conversation Srila Prabhupada was having back in Montreal, and this was in 1968, when devotees were saying, well, when you sit down to hear, sometimes it's hard to fix your mind. And Prabhupada said, what's the use of sitting down to hearing if you're not fixing your mind and you're elsewhere? In other words, fully absorbing ourselves in what is happening immediately within ourselves and not thinking that we have to do anything. As in the case of the verse of Rupa Goswami, the holy name will do things, do everything. It is the one that has the potency, not us. Similarly, when we let the form of the Lord actually enter within our hearts and not obstruct it by anything in the form of material desires and unwanted habits, then we'll really be relishing Abhishek, and the Lord's form will then, by its transcendental nature, manifest further meditations that are suitable for the advancement of the devotees. Hare Krishna.